They are lying on the beach under a gently scorching sun, the sand mounded over their concealed bodies, their heads resting side by side on warm, sand-built pillows. To passers-by, they might look like a pair of tiny Egyptian princesses prepared for internment in sarcophagi made of golden sand. Where are they? Emily tries to remember as she lies on her bed, half-dozing, and it comes to her, strangely, that it was here, on this very island, on a rare summer holiday over from the mainland. They can't have been very old at all, but the memory is as sharp as a photograph. Beyond their feet is the sea, lapping and glimmering, alive with the sounds of splashing children and laughing adults, and the low but clear tones of their own parents' voices tell her they are nearby, perhaps on a picnic blanket outside her line of vision. She'd look, but she can't turn her head without fracturing the sand that pins her shoulders. Overhead, the sun is a misty white, and as gulls and pipers squabble and soar across the skyline, she must squint as her gaze follows them for fear of burning her eyes out.
"My face is stinging," Jess says.
She remembers now how it was so often her, Emily, that Jess would turn to for help and advice rather than Mum. Why was that? Was she more available, more approachable? Or was it, as Emily suspects, that she guarded her little sister so fiercely that Jess knew it was easier to ask her in the first place?
"Emmy, my face is stinging."
5 more minutes, Emily replies. She allows her fingers to burrow stealthily beneath the sand until the tips of her hand find those of her little sister, and they stay there like that for a while longer, until they're both pink and singed and hungry for sandwiches. The phone rings, and Emily sits bolt upright in her bedroom, wishing she could remain on that beach with her little sister forever, warm and secure. Why doesn't anyone answer it?